So it's a great honor for me to be able to participate in Sri Vishnu Padre Yasapuja today. I haven't been here, but I'm sure that all of you have said very many wonderful things in glorification of Sri Vishnu Padre's transcendental activities. You can honestly say that I've never really had much association with Sri Vishnu
Prabhupada.
Because we've always served in different parts of the world. And he's always been serving in Europe. For some time I was serving in Southern Europe. And I spent so much time in India, but I was in North India, and he spent so much time in Mayapur. But even though I haven't had opportunity to personally associate, his transcendental qualities, they shine throughout the world.
Но хотя не было возможности личного общения, трансцендентные качества Шри Кришна Пады сияют по всему миру.
Actually, if I think of Hare Krishna Maharaj, I always think of him as being a very strict and staunch protector of Шрила Прабхупада.
И, хорошо, когда он думает о Hare Krishna Maharaj, он всегда думает о нем как о очень строгом и...
Very strong protector of Srila
Prabhupada.
And as long as I can remember, Hare Krishna Maharaj has always been a very trusted general in Prabhupada's army. And he's always been protecting Prabhupada's interests. I remember one time in New York in 1974.
Однажды в Нью-Йорке в 1974 году.
Actually, it was about February 1975.
На самом деле это в феврале 1975.
And at that time I was serving in our temple in Toronto, Canada.
В это время Махарадж служил в храме в Торонто, Канаде.
So Srila Prabhupada, he flew to New York.
Шрила Прабхупада полетел в Нью-Йорк.
And I decided that I hadn't seen Prabhupada for a long time, so I was going to fly to New York and visit Prabhupada as well.
И Ганди Махарадж решил, что не видел Прабхупады долгое время и также пришел в Нью-Йорк.
So, many hundreds and hundreds of devotees that came to New York.
И в Нью-Йорк приехали многие сотни преданных.
And then there were the resident New York devotees as well.
И там же жили преданные, которые живут в Нью-Йорке постоянно.
So, the temple at that time was in an old building.
В то время в качестве храма использовали старое здание.
And the temple room was about one tenth the size of this temple room.
И храмовая комната была размером с 1/10 часть этой комнаты.
So all of the devotees that came there, they couldn't fit inside the temple room.
И когда все преданные пришли, они не могли поместиться в храмовой комнате.
So what I did is before Prabhupada came for his evening lecture, I went inside the temple room.
И Ганди Махарадж говорит, когда что он делал? Перед лекцией Шрила Прабхупады и прошли.
I went inside the temple room.
Он
entered the temple room.
Он вошел в комнату.
And I figured, well, I'll be one of the first people in there.
И он думал, я буду первым человеком там.
So I'll be able to see Prabhupada and listen to Prabhupada.
И смогу увидеть Шрила Прабхупаду, слушать его.
So I got inside the temple. And then the temple president of the New York temple, his name was Gopijana Balava. He started going to different people in the temple room. And he came up to me and he said, Prabhu, there's not enough room in the temple room for all the people.
И он подошел к Ганди Махараджу и сказал, Прабху, в храмовой комнате нет места, достаточно места для всех.
And we're afraid that the floor may collapse.
И мы боимся, что пол провалится.
So we want to let the devotees from New York stay in the temple.
Мы хотим, чтобы храмы комнаты остались преданные в Нью-Йорке.
So you should go downstairs.
И вам надо спуститься вниз.
And we have a video camera set up. You can watch Prabhupada on the video downstairs.
У нас здесь есть видеокамера, вы сможете видеть Прабхупаду по видео.
What?
Я сказал, что?
I came all the way from Canada and will not let me go downstairs.
Я проделал весь этот путь из Канады, вы говорите мне пойти вниз.
And it was too much for me.
Это было слишком для меня.
Anyhow, because I always tried to be submissive to my authorities, I left the temple.
И, ну, в любом случае, поскольку я всегда пытался подчиняться руководству, авторитетам, я спустился.
Then I went downstairs.
И, ну, вышел в храмовую комнату и спустился
вниз. And I sat down in front of TV screen.
И сел перед видеоэкраном.
And I started watching Prabhupada.
И начал смотреть Прабхупаду.
But after about 5 minutes, I said, I can't tolerate this.
Но через 5 минут я сказал, я не могу терпеть это.
My spiritual master is sitting upstairs giving a lecture.
Мой духовный учитель сидит наверху, дает лекцию.
And I hardly ever get to see my spiritual master.
А я едва ли когда-либо видел его.
I have to go upstairs and I have to get in the temple room.
Я должен пойти наверх и зайти в храм.
And I don't care what anyone says.
И я не волнуюсь, что кто что скажет.
I'm going to go to the temple and I'm going to see Srila Prabhupada.
Я собираюсь пойти в храмовую комнату и увидеть Srila Prabhupada.
So I went upstairs.
И я пошел наверх.
I was like this 25-year-old wild American.
Я был таким 25-летним диким американцем.
So I got right up to the temple room door.
И я прямо подошел к двери.
And made my way through the crowd.
И растолкал всю толпу.
And then there was this one tall devotee, and he was standing right in the temple room door.
И там был один высокий преданный, который стоял у двери.
And he was the guard.
Он был, ну, стражник.
And he had his arms like this, and his legs spread like this.
Он так стоял, расставив руки и ноги.
So no one could make it through the door.
И никто не мог пройти в эту дверь.
So I started to try to go through the door.
И Махараш стал протискиваться.
And this devotee went.
А этот преданный не пускал.
And I tried to go through the door on the other side.
И Махараш пытался с другой стороны пройти.
The devotee went to the other side.
И тогда преданный подошел на дошел.
He said, what am I going to do?
So
this devotee was standing like this. And I thought, well, if I can't get in that temple room, and if I can't appreciate Prabhupada's lecture, I'm not going to let anyone else appreciate it.
Махарадж подумал, что если я не смогу войти в комнату и оценить лекцию, любого предпочтения, да, лекции Шрилы Прабхупады, тогда никто не сможет
If I can't go, I'm not going to let anyone else be able to listen.
То есть тогда я никому не позволю, точнее. Если я не смогу сделать, я никому не позволю.
This devotee standing in the door, what I would do is I would come right up next to him.
И преданный стал в двери, и Махарадж стоял с ним, подошел вплотную к нему.
I would put my arm right against that devotee's leg. Just slightly. And as soon as he would feel my hand coming, he would jump.
И как только ну он почувствовал преданный,
then I go.
Он сразу отпрыгнул. И тогда Махарадж стал.
And then he'd go back and he'd get in his guard position.
Я опять он вернулся назад в свое место.
Then I put my hand on the other side.
И тогда Махарадж ну с другой стороны руку.
He said, "Get ready to guard."
И он опять так. Заражился.
So I did that for about a half hour of the lecture.
And
at a certain point, that devotee became so angry at
me.
And I touched his leg. He turned around.
And
he took his hands. Grabbed me by my throat.
He said, взял меня за горло.
And he said, Prabhu, I'm gonna kill you.
Prabhu, я вас убью.
And that person was Srila Hare Krishna.
Я был Srila Hare Krishna.
Srila Hare Krishna. So he was protecting Prabhupada then. He was doing such a nice job, but I really made him crazy. Then another time I had the opportunity to associate with Sri Vishnu Padmanabh in
1976
in Toronto,
Canada.
And he was Prabhupada's, he was traveling with Prabhupada, and I think he was Prabhupada's secretary, and also he was cooking for
Prabhupada.
They had been down south in Mississippi. They had been in the southern part of the states in Mississippi. And Prabhupada, he actually went in the kitchen one day and he showed Hare Krishna Maharaj exactly how to cook for him. Because Hare Krishna Maharaj is a super cook. You know? I mean, super. He's one of the best. So when Prabhupada came to Toronto, Hare Krishna Maharaj was his cook. So I was his assistant because I was the cook in Toronto. So Prabhupada's party arrived. And they came to the apartment. And they came to the one quartier where the kitchen was. And Hare Krishna Maharaj walked in and I heard him saying, "Now who is going to assist me in the cooking here?" And he walked in.
He
looked up.
And he saw me standing there. He said, "You're the guy I wanted to kill in New York." I said, "Yes, and I'm your assistant while you're here." But anyhow, so I was helping Hare Krishna Maharaj cook. So the first day we cooked prasadam for Prabhupada. Actually, this was the summer of 74, not 75, not 76. So Hare Krishna Maharaj cooked everything. And I simply made the chapatis. So then he loaded everything on the plate and he took it into Prabhupada during the serve Prabhupada. So then he left Prabhupada's room. Then about 1 minute later we heard Prabhupada's bell. Then Hare Krishna Maharaj, he went running very quickly into Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada said, "Who has cooked today?" He said, "You made my doll? Did you make my doll?"
Hare
Krishna said, "Yes."
Prabhupada
said, "Why you did not put asafoetida in my doll?"
Hare
Krishna said, "Prabhupada, I put asafoetida in your doll."
Prabhupada
said, "You did not put asafoetida in my doll."
Hare
Krishna said, "Prabhupada, I put asafoetida in your doll." And the Lord said, "You did not put asafoetida in my doll." And the Lord said, "Yes, Prabhupada, I didn't put asafoetida in my doll."
And Prabhupada
said, "Tomorrow I'll put asafoetida in my doll." I like
asafoetida
very much. Yes, Prabhupada, I put asafoetida in your doll. So the next day we cooked again for Prabhupada. And then Hare Krishna Maharaj, he took Prabhupada's meal into him. So then he came back to the kitchen. And I watched him cook. And he made a little tiny bit of ball for Prabhupada. So much asafoetida he put inside.
Yeah,
Hare Krishna Maharaj said, I'm spending Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj said,
well, what did he say? Why you have not put us out here, my God?
Hare Krishna Maharaj
said, Prabhupada, I put us out here in your
dog.
You did not! I will go to the kitchen myself and cook if you do not put asmatida in my dog.
Я сам пойду на кухню приготовить асмитину в мой
дом. So yeah, I always saw Hare Krishna, and he had such nice, special relationship with Prabhupada.
И я говорю, наш говорит, всегда Hare Krishna Maharaj был такие особые отношения с Шрилой.
Protecting Prabhupada.
Он защищал Шрилу Прабхупаду.
Protecting Prabhupada's mission. Personally serving Prabhupada. I mentioned one story yesterday during the Bhagavatam class in the morning. Srila Prabhupada was saying in the purport that Krishna, he could have killed everyone all at one time. All the rascals that were living at that time. But he wanted to engage the Pandavas. And he wanted to give the Pandavas some glory. And so the story I told yesterday was one time Srila Prabhupada was in Mauritius. And Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk. And the devotee said, Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, if he wanted, he could have spread the Sankirtan movement all by himself. Why didn't he do so? Before Prabhupada could say anything, Hare Krishna started talking. He said, because Lord Chaitanya wanted to give all the credit to Srila
Prabhupada.
To me, this shows the true mentality of Srila Hare Krishna
Maharaj.
His mind is like a bumblebee. And it's always fixed at the feet of the spiritual master. Always protecting the spiritual master. Glorifying the spiritual master. Spreading the mission of the spiritual master. Preaching as his spiritual master preached. Teaching as his spiritual master taught. Enduring every variety of hardship on behalf of the spiritual master. Undergoing every variety of hardship. And never for a moment, despite all of the hardships, never for a moment letting his mind deviate for a second from the feet and from the instructions of the spiritual master. So this is the true sign of a great devotee of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada told us, when he was a young man, he was given the order by his spiritual master to preach Krishna consciousness in the Western countries. But Srila Prabhupada, often he felt like he was incapable of doing so. Because he was young grihastha at that time. Family man, so many family affairs. But then the years were passing by. And he was studying Bhagavad Gita one day. And he read the verse in Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika Buddhi Ekiha Kulandana, which explains how those people who are engaged in Lord's devotional service, they have fixed consciousness, they have fixed intelligence.
И я могу прочитать стих из Бхагавад Гиты, когда говорится, что те, кто заняты преданным служением Господу, у них сосредоточенный разум, сосредоточенное внимание.
So in that purport to that verse, Srila Bishwanath Chakravarti, he was explaining some points.
А и в комментарии к этому стиху Шрила Чакраварти Такур объясняет некоторые положения.
And he said that the best type of intelligence that we can have is the intelligence to always serve the lotus feet of our spiritual masters.
И он сказал, что наилучший праздник, который мы можем иметь, это праздник, который позволяет нам служить нашему духовному учителю.
Because if we don't become fixed with that kind of intelligence, we'll actually be able to achieve perfection in life.
Потому что если мы сосредоточимся, мы сосредоточимся в таком роде мышления, в таком разуме, мы сможем достичь совершенства жизни.
So we can see that Srila Harikesha Maharaj is so intelligent in so many different ways.
И мы видим, что Шрила Харикеша Махарадж очень разумен, с разных сторон.
But his greatest intelligence is that he remains constantly fixed, without any deviation, at the feet of the spiritual master Srila Prabhupada.
Но его самое большое совершенство в том, что он постоянно сосредоточен на водостных стопах своего духовного учителя Шрила Прабхупады.
And because of that, he has imbibed the great qualities of Srila Prabhupada.
И в результате этого он перенял все великие качества Шрилы Прабхупады.
And because he's imbibed those qualities, he's been able to fill up all of you with those wonderful transcendental qualities.
И поскольку он перенял эти качества, он способен наделить всех вас этими.
So on a day like today, we should meditate on Sri Vishnupada. And we should pray to recommit ourselves to the devotional service of Sri
Vishnupada.
We should think of all of his wonderful qualities.
Мы должны думать о его удивительных качествах.
We should think of his wonderful preacher.
А мы должны думать, как он удивительный проповедник.
How he's wonderful devotee.
Как он удивительный преданный.
But we should also think how of all the people in this world, no one has cared more for all of you than Sri Vishnupada.
И мы должны также думать о том, что из всех людей этого мира никто не заботится также о нас, как Шри Вишнупада.
And by his causeless mercy, he has lifted you all out of the ocean of material existence. So we should meditate deeply on that fact that Sri Vishnupada has actually saved you all. And with that meditation, recommit your lives to the service of Srila Harikesha Maharaj.
И с помощью этой медитации еще глубже сосредоточиться и направить свою жизнь на служение Шрила Харикеша Махараджа.
Thank you very much.
Шрила Харикеша Махараджа, Шри Вишнупада ки, Шри Вьяса Пуджа Махамахотсава 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 ки,